Well, hello. You're listening to the Queens of the Blues podcast with me, Gina Coleman, from the band Misty Blues. This podcast celebrates the prolific female blues music from the early 1920s to present times. This show, entitled Dream Daddy Blues, is entirely about Mary Johnson. Mary was born in Yazoo City, Mississippi. According to the researchers Bob Eagle and Eric LeBlanc, she was probably born Mary Smith in 1898, or possibly Mary Fair in 1900. Other sources give her the name Mary Williams. Prior to her recording career, Mary relocated to St. Louis, Missouri in 1915, where in her teenage years, she worked with several of the leading blues musicians of the time. She married Lonnie Johnson. The marriage lasted from 1925 to 1932. They had six children. Let's kick off this episode with Mary Johnson Blues.
I once was a married woman. Finest day I ever was. I once was a married woman. Finest day I ever was. I was a young girl at home, and I did not know the world. To be an old maid and to be one in blue each and every day. I'd rather to be an old maid and to be one in blue each and every day. For these words the moment will cause your hair to turn white and gray. Thank you, Miss Johnson. Baby, you called me to leave my happy home. And you called me to weep and mourn. Baby, called me to leave my happy home. And you called me to weep and mourn. That is why, babe, this bad mistake is made today. Play it for me, cause I've got the blues.
As I previously mentioned, Mary married musician Lonnie Johnson in 1925, and they had six children together before they divorced. For some reason, they never recorded together. She continued to perform predominantly in the St. Louis area up until the mid-1940s. Let's hear this next selection, Dawn of Day's Blues.
Thank you.
wake up every morning just at the dawn of day. I wake up every morning just at the dawn of day. I am wondering and thinking, why did my good man go away? When I woke up this morning, it was just at the break of day. That had stole my man away. Ah, Pam. Played a long time.
Mary recorded 22 tracks between 1929 and 1936. 8 songs in 1929, 6 in 1930, 2 in 1932, 4 in 1934, and 2, her final recordings, in 1936. She was accompanied on these recordings by the likes of Roosevelt Sykes, Petey Weekstraw, Tampa Red, and Kokomo Arnold. Let's give a listen to Barrel House Flat Blues.
I got a barrel house flat in Detroit and one in St. Louis too. I got a bell house flat in Detroit and one in St. Louis too. But my bell house flat in Detroit really just wants you. I'm going to build me a bell house flat way out on Dago. I'm gonna build me a bell house flat way out on Dago Hill. Where I can get my beer and whiskey, get it fresh from the still. Beer and whiskey everywhere. big 15 story house. I got a bellhop ready in Chicago. It's 15 story high. I get all of these high yellow and play these baby drives. Babies like my good whiskey, and they drink my cherry wine. Those babies like my good whiskey, and they drink my cherry wine. And if you women want it good time, I buy this bellhop flat of mine.
Mary Johnson recorded this next selection in Chicago in 1934 for Decca Records. Here's Peepin' at the Rising Sun.
I woke up this morning peeping at the rising sun. Peeping at the rising sun. I was wondering and thinking, what in the world had I done? I'm getting bad brick, people. Seem like everything I do is wrong. I'm getting bad brick, people. Seem like everything I do is wrong. Even to my good man, I'm no good woman has got him and gone. I'm going to the gypsy and have my fortune told. I'm going to the gypsy and have my fortune told. Because I'm a poor gal here, ain't got a living soul. Now, this next selection was one of Mary's most popular songs. It was recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin on November of 1939 for Paramount Records. Here's the title track to this episode, Dream Daddy Blues. I cannot understand. can't understand. Oh, and I dream I was making love to another woman's man. He was a long, tall daddy, but he's built up from the ground. He's built from me standing alone that cannot be torn down. Wonder will I ever get that long talk down.
For many years, Mary was billed as Signifying Mary. That's an interesting name. After leaving show business, she was active in the church and worked in a hospital. Let's close out this episode with a song she recorded in Chicago for Decca Records. Here's I Just Can't Take It.
Told me this morning he couldn't use me no more. I said that I just can't take it. That I just can't take it. That I just can't take it. I swear that it's killing for me. Well, he told me to leave his window, don't even knock on his door. Little things he used to do, he don't do them no more. Well, I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. I swear that it's killing for me. Take my place, I say I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. I swear that it's killing for me. You got together and have some fun. Well, I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. Well, I just can't take it. I swear that it's healing for me.
All right, that's all for this episode. Now, don't forget to check out Misty Blues and our Queens of the Blues tribute show whenever possible. Here are some upcoming dates, which you can get more details on through our website, www.mistybluesband.com. On February 16th, we continue our two-month Friday residency at Dorothy's in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Now, we have one Queens of the Blues show during the remaining part of Black History Month on February 28th at Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So once again, this is Gina Coleman and the Queens of the Blues podcast. Until next time, be well and God bless.